Good. Now, equipment check. Bridger, you first.
Bridger smiled as he held forth his sea-green backpack.
I've got everything, Major.
I believe you, but if we're going to do this, we're doing it in baby steps. I won't be satisfied until I watch you put on every item. You got the Talaria?
Hermes' winged sandals gave a little flutter as Bridger drew them from the backpack.
Yep.
Invisibility cloak.
The old blanket shimmered as the child tied it across his shoulders.
Yep.
Force field armor generator.
Yep.
Thor's belt of strength.
Yep.
Excalibur.
The boy fondled the plastic hilt.
Yep.
Phaser.
Yep.
Teleporter.
Yep.
X-ray specs.
Yep.
Magic mirror.
Yep.
Magic wand.
Yep.
Spare magic wand?
He tapped the pair of chopsticks in his pocket.
Yep.
Has any potentate ever traveled with such protection?
Healing potion.
4 of them.
Resurrection potion.
2 of them.
Paper and markers to make more.
20 sheets.
Scissors and tape.
Yup and yup.
Apollo's Iliad.
The boy's nod was grave enough for an adult.
I won't let anything happen to it ever again, I promise. I know it's the most important thing in the world.
The Major shook his head.
No, Bridger. You are.
Normally, the boy would smile at that.
Major?
Yes?
You don't want to say anything, but I know you're thinking it.
What?
That it's getting too dangerous. That we might need to abandon Mycroft, not see them again. I want you to know, I don't think I could cope if I lost Mycroft.
The Major cracked his knuckles.
Listen, Bridger. Fate takes people sometimes. I have lost a lot of people. People I thought I couldn't live without. Whole worlds. But I'm still here.
I know, but you're...
I'm what? It's all right. Say what you're thinking. I won't snap at you.
You're not somebody who should have my powers. The world needs me to be sane and stable, or I could wreck everything. I need to keep being me. And for that, I need Mycroft back. If we can't get them, then I just need Mycroft back.